Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Just a couple quick announcements. This Wednesday, February 13th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Conversations with Dr. Pam, that's me. We're going to talk about herpes and cold sores and that sort of thing for the first few minutes, and then you can ask anything you want for the rest of the time. And then Monday, February 18th at 9 p.m., Conversations with Chef Dell. He's going to talk about some interesting and unusual uses for beans, including spreads and cream sauces and lots of things you can do with beans. And this guy is so amazing. We're so blessed to have him in our right in the building every day and eat this delicious food, but he's going to share some of it with you. And, of course, we send the recipes to you also. All right, so today's message, a recent study shows that consuming fried foods increases the risk of prostate cancer by as much as 37%, and that the relationship is even stronger for more aggressive forms of prostate cancer. Not surprising. What is surprising is that the relationship was found for those consuming fried foods more than once a week. Most people consuming some version of the standard American diet eat fried food more than once a week. They eat it quite frequently. And the food choices weren't limited to fried animal foods like fish or chicken, but included French fries and donuts. The researchers looked at data for over 1,500 men with prostate cancer and compared them to almost as many age-matched healthy controls. And they controlled for factors like age, race, body mass index, family history, and PSA screening history. The lead researchers said that the increased risk might be due to carcinogenic compounds that are formed when oil is heated, but the reality, and I'm sure that that contributes to poor health, but the link may also just be due to the increased fat consumption. We have many studies now showing a connection between high levels of dietary fat of all types, not just saturated fat, but monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fat as well, and increased risk of developing and dying from many forms of cancer. So while we're on the subject of diet, we couldn't really talk about diet and prostate cancer without mentioning the fact that dairy is one of the leading causes of prostate cancer. In fact, the risk that a man consuming dairy products, even low-fat dairy products, and developing prostate cancer is stronger than the risk that a smoker will develop lung cancer. And so if you're of a mind to change your diet after listening to this, not only do you want to address the fried foods in your diet, but you want to get the dairy out if you're still including that as part of your diet. So anyway, that's all for now. Have a great day. I'll speak with you again tomorrow.